Save big money on appliances now at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection, ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on all appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals. Save big money
at Menards. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Rafa Sandoval took over Absolute Superman from Rafael Albuquerque. James Gunn talks comic book artist compensation. Oni Press teases Plague House. This is Comic Book Club News for November 4, 2024. Absolute Superman hits this week from DC Comics, written by Jason Aaron with art by Rafa Sandoval. But as it turns out, DC originally had another artist in mind, Rafael Albuquerque. Don't worry, there's nothing nefarious going on here. Per Sketched, while Albuquerque was originally hired to work on the project with enough lead time, due to catastrophic flooding in his home of Brazil, Albuquerque had to bow out of the project. Not only because he couldn't reach his studio in order to work, but also was helping coordinate relief efforts with comic industry charity auctions. So Sandoval only had a month to craft an image for the San Diego Comic-Con reveal, working on Albuquerque's original design. And the rest is history. Or will be this week, though the original artist thankfully does get a shout out in the first issue. James Gunn has once again taken to his Threads account, this time to discuss compensation of comic book creators in relation to his film and TV work. In the post, Gunn responded to a fan who asked him, somewhat accusatorily, about paying, quote, the originating comic book authors whose characters form the basis of the stories, the artist who created the original visuals that are turned into movies. Stan Lee died a pauper. It's not fair that creators don't even know their characters are being used until they see it on headlines, let alone see some money off it. Responded Gunn, quote, both DC and Marvel compensate comic book writers for their creations. I have created personal relationships with many, if not most, of the writers who have created characters who I've gratefully put into films. Stan Lee was my friend, I loved him, and he did not die a pauper. And to further clarify, Gunn added, quote, yes, when I said they get paid for their creations, I meant they get paid when they're used in films, as they should. So, for what it's worth, that's not necessarily accurate on Gunn's part, as far as has been reported. While DC and Warner Brothers seem to be more proactive in compensating certain creators, Marvel and Disney have been less so, leaning more on a special thanks in the credits than actual cashola. He is, however, correct about the whole Stan Lee thing, though there were some other issues that went on before Lee passed away. That said, the fan probably could have mentioned literally any other comic book creator and been 100% correct. Short version, pay comic book writers and artists when their creations are used in films, as you should. Earlier this week, Oni Press teased some mystery books coming for the publisher next year. And now we know one of those titles. Plague House No. 1, from writer Michael W. Conrad and artist Dave Chisholm. In the new series, a trio of ghost hunters heads to the McCabe House, quote, the scene of a grisly quadruple homicide, and feeling the pain left behind by the deed, seek to cleanse the house of spirits. Said Conrad via press release, quote, I swear I saw a ghost as a child, floating in the living room of my family home. I wasn't dreaming. The man bobbed in the corner staring at me, wordlessly pleading for help. Plague House is about answering that call and discovering the true nature of hauntings, imprinted memories, and the demands places can make of the living. The first issue is on sale April 2025 from Oni Press. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I guess that's a no-go on my reality show I was pitching titled Plague House, which is a house where everyone competes not to get bubonic plague. Oh well. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.